Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please?
60060.
60060. Thank you. Give me one moment. I'm still here with you. Give me a moment. I'm still here with you, ma'am.
Okay.
What is your first and last name, ma'am?
Yes, the first name is Catherine. The last name is Panhausen, Panhausen.
Catherine. Okay, thank you. When was the order done, ma'am?
I'm sorry?
When was your order done?
I don't remember.
What's the reason that you're calling in today?
You keep on charging. I don't even know that I have an order. You keep on charging me money on my charge card, and I want you to stop doing that. I need to put a cancel on it or get my money back or something.
Let's try to pull up an order before we're able to assist you, because I see that you have called them two times and they weren't able to pull up an order. Am I correct?
I just called within the past 5 minutes and I couldn't get through that. It went. I couldn't hear one time, and the other time somebody just hung up.
Oh, okay. Let's Give me one moment. Okay, what is your shipping address for security purposes, please?
29375 North Baker Lane, Mundelein, Illinois.
Thank you. So I look at the account for the Melody Pots, and you had the watch. The order was first initially created on March 5th for $5.97 and $5.97 for shipping and handling. Do you recall placing that order?
Not really.
So you're saying it's fraud?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. So what I'm going to do then, I'm going to get your account canceled, and I'm going to get you transferred over to the fraud department, because you're saying that you don't recall placing the order. But whoever placed the order, we're going to do a penalty or fine towards them because they never had your authorization to create the order. Will that be okay if we transfer you over to the fraud department then?
No, I want to know what company is this?
The name of the company is Melody.
And what were you selling?
Their earphones and a watch, ma'am.
And then I vaguely remember something looking at something like that. I'm the only one that has access to the account. And
okay. I completely understand, but do you recall placing an order for the items or no?
I'm sorry.
Do you recall placing the order for those items that I'm stating, or no?
No, I know I got some items like that. I just don't remember how that happened.
Okay, so you have some items, but you don't remember how it happened. Or do you not remember if you placed the order? I need you to confirm you did or you did not place the order, and you don't know why you received them.
You know, I might have pushed the button, the wrong button. I don't know what I did. I don't remember. This was
the wrong button, ma'am. Like, you have to enter your information. You had to enter your first and last name, email address, shipping address, card information. So I don't know. What do you mean about the wrong button?
So tell me, I went to cancel this. How many more times are you going to bill my account?
It's a one-time fee, ma'am. It's not a monthly membership.
And how did this get initiated? How did you get a hold of me so I could do this?
The order could have been done online, ma'am. It could be done by email, survey, different items.
Okay. Do you know through what company?
The name of the company is Melody.
No. Is that the people that emailed me?
That is the name of our company, ma'am. I don't know if it was sent through you by email. I was just stating. It can be.
So now, can I cancel this? Can I cancel this account?
It's a one-time fee. It's not a monthly membership, ma'am.
Okay.
So you're not going to get billed nothing else. That's what I'm trying to state.
Because I got billed twice. Once last month for $5 and some cents. And then
yes.
Okay, and for this is just a one-time thing?
Correct.
Okay, so what you're telling me is true, I don't have to worry about you billing me again.
No, you don't have to worry about that, ma'am.
And that's for both things?
For both items, yes.
Yes, because I've got two different charges on my charge card. There's two different numbers, telephone numbers.
It leads back to us. We will advise you the same information if you call the other number when we have the order pulled.
Okay, because, you know, this was done on March 21st. So in other words, what you're saying is I bought these two items that I thought I was going to get. I guess what I thought I was going to get, these items as a courtesy type thing. So I'm not so sure how I, you know, did this. I don't remember. I'm not sure what I remember. I remember kind of like, I'm not sure what I remember.
Well, your account is canceled to prevent all future charges, ma'am. Future shipments ought to go through.
So nothing else should happen. Can I have some guarantee of that? Can you send me an email?
Yes, ma'am. You'll receive an email.
I'm sorry?
Yes, ma'am, you will receive an email. But yes, I guarantee in our recorded calls, these are all calls. The calls are recorded and monitored, ma'am.
Okay, but that doesn't really mean anything. So
it does mean because when you call back and if you get billed again, just in reference, if you get billed again or any customer gets billed again and they called in and cancel, we will pull up the call. And we notate your account when you call in. Like right now, I'm notating everything I'm stating to you.
Okay. So, and you're going to send me an email that says my account is canceled.
Our system will automatically send it out to you. But yes, ma'am.
When will that happen?
It could take up to 24 hours, ma'am.
Okay. I hope there's no more. Otherwise, I'm going to put it as a fraudulent charge and go to my state's attorney's office.
Your account is completely canceled out, ma'am.
Okay. And what is your name?
My name is Brisa, Brisa. What I'll do, though, as a customer courtesy, we will apply 35% credit of the charges that were done because I don't know if you placed the order or did not place the order because you're saying that you don't remember if you did or did not.
And your name is Brisa, Brisa?
Yes, ma'am.
And is the company Melody?
Yes, ma'am.
Would you spell that, please?
Melody.
Okay, and where are you located? Can I have an address?
Where is the company that's billing you located?
Where is Melody Company?
I'll provide you with that information. It's 105. Sierra, Serra, Way, 178, Milipitas, okay. California. It's spelled Milipitas.
Say that again.
Milipitas.
CAS, California.
95035.
Okay, 95035.
That's correct.
105 Sarah, Serra, is that what you said?
It's 105.
Yeah.
Sierra Way, 179, Milipitas, California, 95035.
Okay, say that. Okay, I've got 105, spell Sierra.
Serra, two R's.
I'm sorry, two R's. Okay.
Two R's.
Yeah, 105 Sarah Way. What's the 179?
That's the number. Like, there's different departments. Different, like, when you go to a building, there's different numbers of buildings.
And that's Milpitas, California?
Yes, ma'am.
95035.
That's correct.
Okay, and as long as you're not going to bill me anything more.
No, your account is canceled, and I have it applied a 35% this refund as a customer courtesy.
Okay. Okay, I hope this works. Thank you very much. I appreciate
you're
it.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer care. I hope you have a wonderful day, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Same to you.
Uh-huh, you too. Thank you for calling customer care. Bye-bye, ma'am.